This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reporting a record one-day spike of over 67,400 new coronavirus cases, nearly half of the cases in California, Florida, and Texas. Meanwhile, top health officials continue to say that wearing a mask makes a difference when it comes to spreading the virus or not. The president was asked about that during an interview with CBS News last night, and he says he agrees Americans should wear masks.
If it's necessary, I would urge him to wear a mask, and I would say follow the guidelines.
Stocks on Wall Street have been higher through the morning so far after investors heard the good news on the possibility that a coronavirus vaccine could be ready by this fall. Today is tax day, normally April 15th, but it was delayed this year because of the pandemic. If you don't file today, you need to request an extension. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
A case to determine whether Utah can limit the window for legal abortion to 18 weeks after conception will move forward in federal court. Planned Parenthood had sued the state seeking to block the law after the governor signed it last year. The law would allow abortions after 18 weeks for rape, incest, and medical issues. Former U.S. Senator and former Attorney General in the Trump administration, Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in a fight to try to get his old Senate seat back. The former AG conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election. President Trump had backed Tuberville over the former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Chipotle Mexican Grill has just announced that it pledges to hire 10,000 workers across America over the next several months. It's already hired 8,000 since May. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The border between the United States and Canada expected to stay closed until further notice. The shutdown was supposed to end on July 21st, but now it's been extended to August 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he recently spoke with President Trump about it, and an official decision is expected to be announced within the next couple of days. The border closed since March because of coronavirus. NBC's streaming service Peacock launches today. It's free for the basic level and $4.99 for access to premium content. Another $5 on top of that will get you the no ads version. It'll host NBC shows like Law and Order in addition to news and sports. The Grateful Dead coming out with their own version of Nikes. The band has collaborated with the shoe company to create the new sneakers for Nike's skateboarder line. The Grateful Dead sneakers will be suede. They'll come in three bright colors, orange, green, or yellow. The new kicks will have fake fur and will also feature the band's iconic Jer-Bear Dancing Bear logo. The orange Grateful Dead sneakers go on sale July 18th. The yellow and green ones will come out on July 24th. And Tyra Banks will be on the new ABC Dancing with the Stars. In fact, she's been announced as the new host after Tom Bergeron was fired. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. We're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, by the way, while you're there, you'll see the special blinking banner coming at you. It's our toll-free number, 833-BML-RANT. Just dial it up. Get it off your chest. No need to hang on to it. It will eat you up from the inside out. Even Dan Crenshaw, former SEAL and congressman, said even this is what the SEALs would do. They would just, you know, let steam off. You know, that's a good, healthy thing. And we want to promote good health. So check it out, 833-BML-RANT, and get it off your chest and walk easy. Well, we've been hearing a lot about Goya Foods lately. Of course, Donald Trump has been defending Goya. So anything that Donald Trump defends is right off the bat, it is no bueno. I mean, there's got to be something wrong with this. But, you know, last I checked, we live in the free enterprise system where the free market should be reigning. But this cancel culture is trying to rewrite and redesign things and do away, essentially, with the free market. I mean, this is what we have to be careful about, because this is going to have an effect not only on us politically, but in every aspect of our lives if we're not careful. Ken LaCourte joins us now to talk more about it. He is the former senior executive at Fox News Channel and founder of LaCourte News. Ken, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, Goya Foods, I love Goya Foods, and all of a sudden they got in the crosshairs. Update our audience. What happened here?
You know, it's like, look, people can choose to boycott something if they don't like a company, they don't like a company's values. This is America. That's all good. Mm-hmm. But this guy didn't go up and do anything crazy. He literally was invited to the White House. He being the CEO of Goya Foods, right. He announced that they were giving 2 million cans and pieces of food to food banks around the country, and he said some nice words about Donald Trump. Something like, "We're blessed to have Donald Trump as our president," right. And that was enough to set off the left immediately. AOC and Julian Castro, a guy who ran for president for about 15 minutes, tweeted that we should boycott these guys. The media, being the lapdogs that they are, they immediately jumped on it. There were articles all over the place. You know, it's trending. It's on fire. It's going. You know, and I'm talking New York Times, Washington Post, CNN had like four or five stories on it. You know, including one about how this man betrayed Latino trust. And this was one that flipped around. Now, part of it was just because he said something so innocuous. Part of it was there was just an element of racism to it. It was like, had this been some white dude with an insurance company, nobody would have cared. Instead, it was how dare a brown man support the president? That cannot stand. So the left decided to stop racism, of course, that they would boycott a Hispanic company. And this one, we and others just decided to start flipping that around, and a boycott began. Mm-hmm. And you know, they haven't published numbers, but you know, I've seen multiple pictures of different cities around the country where people just went in and grabbed them by the bushel.
Exactly.
You know, we did a little online on Twitter on our Media Action Network is the name of our action network on there, and got people to have a contest where they could win a few hundred bucks by putting the picture of them with Goya food. Another guy started a GoFundMe where he was donating this to food banks. He was over $120,000, and that was yesterday morning. So this one has kind of flipped around. I don't know if it means the change and the beginning of the end of some of the boycotts and cancel culture, but at least it was kind of conservatives fighting back against one that was just kind of silly and nasty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is what conservatives need to do and realize: the silent majority has a lot of power, and they can do this. Whether it was it's with Goya, or you know, a couple years back, we went through, you know, the cancel culture's attempt to keep us away from, you know, chicken sandwiches, right?
Look, I'm actually kind of getting out of the news business. I started an action network just to do this, because mm-hmm. for 20 years and much more so over the last 5 years, I just keep reporting these things. And it's just like, you know, a girl says she's a Republican and the college cracks down. And every single day there is somebody who is kind of abused by a media and the kind of political cancel kids hand in hand. And, right. And you're right. It's, we can fight back on these. We can tell a school, really, you're gonna try to silence somebody for because they wrote a paper saying a paper that calmly points out that numerically that racism in policing isn't a thing, and you know, we have to stop just being pinatas in this game, and that's what's happening with conservatives all across the country.
Well, and this is the deal. See, when we stay in the realm of the emotional, which is what the Democrats are black belts, they're 10-degree black belts in hitting the emotional buttons. And people aren't realizing until it's too late that they got duped. They got in the wrong, you know, wrong parade. And this is what's happening.
A lot of it plays on people's niceness. I mean, people like, look, I'm not a racist. I don't think I know somebody who's ever like, I think blacks are lesser people. Mm-hmm. But that then gets flipped around to, if you're not chanting Black Lives Matter, if you're not cheering statues being pulled down of historical figures, that somehow you're a bad person. And, you know, like you say, we got to start being more aware of this.
Well, exactly. Well, look what happened to Nick Cannon. He just got canceled. You know, he got canceled by the cancelers, you know, because he was just the opposite. I mean, anti-Semitic remarks on his podcast, and it's coming back to haunt him. I think he's probably going to lose his job with the Masked Singer, unfortunately. I think it's a great show. I thought it was a great compliment to it. But you start hearing, you know, what this guy's really about and what's in his heart, and you go, wow, that's kind of ugly.
That's the thing. You know, you really kind of have to look into these, because it's like, it used to be, look, 5 years ago, if you heard a charge, you know, a congressman called somebody racist, you'd be like, oh my goodness, that's bad. He must be bad.
Right.
And now you really have to look in and say, okay, well, what exactly did that mean? Did that mean that the guy didn't, you know, go down on one knee? Or did that mean that the guy is actually a racist or an anti-Semite and posted bad things? And it's kind of all incumbent upon us to really dig into that, because look, the media, and mainly the national media, but they used to kind of be the you know, the referees. I mean, politicians say one thing, and politicians on the other side say another thing, and you would say, okay, well, now let me read in the newspaper to see kind of what the truth is. But now that those referees have kind of turned into players, you really have to dig in on your own and do your own research, or find somebody like this show or online that you just say, okay, I trust this person's judgment, because, you know, you can't tell anymore. And you don't know when somebody says, oh, this person's anti-Semitic. Well, really? Let's look into it. And
exactly.
You know, sometimes it's horrific. Other times it's like, yeah, okay, maybe he didn't cheer on Israel as much as he should have. I mean, I've seen charges like that on both sides as well. It gets complicated for people.
Yeah, but until you know.
Clear. I mean, the guy didn't do anything wrong. He just went out there and said something nice about the President of the United States, who has about, you know, half of the country's support right now.
Right. And when you got, like you said, the mainstream media is doing us no service by abandoning their raison d'etre, you know, and their reason to exist is to be that fifth estate, that rail, that fourth estate that, you know, pursues the truth and gives us some balanced perspective. But they're all in, sadly. And this is why Donald Trump has called it out for what it is. And unfortunately, it's the era of fake news, journalistic principles that you grew up with, I grew up with, have been abandoned. Yep. And now it's the power of the anonymous reporting, right? We've
absolutely
got more from Ken LaCord after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know,
that's my prayer, actually, is that in the midst of all this craziness and chaos that's happening in our country today, is there are better days ahead. We just haven't seen it yet, Ken LaCourte, and I can't wait, and I don't want people to lose heart because, every time we go through one of these episodes, it's the worst it's ever been. And then you go back and you look in history and you go, well, maybe not quite as bad. You know, it's not like we're having a civil war yet, are we?
You know, part of me thinks that that's sometimes the reason why everyone's sniping at each other so much, is that we don't really have all that big of an external threat. You know, you look at suicide rates, and they dropped dramatically twice in the United States. One is right after World War I started, and one was right after World War II started, when people, I think, started having something to something external to fight for, as opposed to concentrating on their own problems sometimes. And sometimes I do wonder whether we're the victim of our own success. I mean, we're in economic prosperity. The COVID thing is probably, you know, it's not a hoax, but it's not five times as much as the media would have you believe when you kind of look at some of the hardcore numbers on it. And we're doing pretty well, and maybe that means that's when we start kicking at each other a whole lot more.
Exactly. Well, as you know, to your point, it's not as bad as what the early models, even Dr. Fauci, all the alleged experts said it was going to be. And, of course, what drives me nuts, Ken, is that, and you've been in this business for a long time, is, you know, you talk about right now this cancel culture. We're canceling things of value. We're not canceling, to me, the obvious things. You know, the people who have lied to us, the people who have misrepresented things. I mean, and this is what got us in trouble again. I mean, we go ahead and take the advice and the models from an institution that's already proven to lie to us previously regarding, you know, climate change and all that. And we utilize them again. The World Health Organization, they've not been very, you know, very honest. China, communist China, but yet we give them place, and here they are influencing decisions, and really what it comes down to, in some cases, for 130,000 people, life and death decisions, right, based on these false narratives and people who have lied. But yet, for some reason, they live another day until the next crisis, and then we're looking at them for advice again. I mean, what's going on?
You know, I mean, I don't think I've seen things this politicized. I mean, look, Donald Trump kind of drives everything. In the media's head and in many people's heads in America, both pro and anti. I mean, he comes out for beans and people will stop eating beans. I mean, have you ever seen a country get divided on whether chloroquine is a good thing or not? It's like, and literally, you tell me who you voted for, I can tell you what you think about that drug.
Right.
And it's like, wow, how crazed have we become on this? You know, part of me wishes he was wearing a mask from day one. Then the media would have just been laughing about masks the whole time.
They'd be taking the opposite viewpoint, is that, well, why is he wearing masks? You know, we're no mask people.
Yeah, I mean, you can make an intellectual argument. I mean, look, there's a lot about COVID we just don't understand still as a culture. Right. I mean, you can make a real good argument, and that, hey, maybe it's raising in these states right now where it's getting hot and you're forcing people indoors. Maybe this is an aerosolized thing that is much easier to spread inner family and by air conditioner. Mm-hmm. And you could make that intellectual argument and hold it to it. And I almost guarantee you, if he was pushing that you'd be hearing that argument on CNN and NBC tonight a lot more, that this lockdown is actually killing people, and right, you need to do the opposite. We need to get people out. You know, vitamin D is proven to be a cure for this, and there are actually some good studies that are showing vitamin D and being outside is a good thing on it.
Right.
But it's it all comes down to like that media shift that we really saw really in the last 5, 6, 7 years, that it started to become more like the yellow journalism days. Mm-hmm. And yes, I'm kind of convinced that it's the changing economics of the media that did this. Meaning, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, you had kids with you know, out on the corner in a bell, shouting out the headline of their newspaper. Whoever had the most salacious newspaper headline sold the most copies. Well, that kind of changed over time as newspapers became monopolies, as TV stations became monopolies, and they were really licenses to print money, and they did news almost as a loss leader. And with the advent of the internet, where you can put up a truly fair and balanced headline and people look at it and move on, but if you put up a Trump is in love with his daughter headline, people share it, people, they go viral on this. It is only that edgy kind of crazy stuff that really catches fire and makes companies money. And I'm a big believer that that's what's helping push some of kind of the media craziness is it pays for them. It makes economic sense for them to write the most salacious headlines that they can, certainly online, and you're seeing it more on TV and other mediums as well.
Well, where does it stop, Ken? I mean, you and I were talking offline that AP now is having a discussion about black or white. You know, what gets capitalized? I guess you can only, right now in this, I mean, if you look at it, as sensitive as this world is about anything that's black, well, then you know black has to be capitalized and in bold type, and white you put lowercase, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, the AP was one of the ones that I kind of had a little bit of hope that they would be less following along the PC thought, but they announced on Juneteenth, they announced, okay, we're going to start capitalizing the word black when it comes to describing people. And look, you can make that argument. You can say, look, with black and white, those are colors, but they're also stand-ins in America for racial groups. But then they said, okay, we're going to wait, and then until this weekend, we're going to wait and see if we decide to capitalize white as describing people. So literally you could have, you know, a black girl hands a white girl a flower, and one would be capitalized and the other isn't. Now, that's what the New York Times is doing right now. That's what the LA Times is doing right now. And it's just kind of like, so you're doing this really just to virtue. I mean, there's no logic, right?
Exactly.
You're doing this just to virtue signal that you're liberal and that you really, really, really aren't racist. And you're going to play these word games even at that kind of a level. It's depressing. And I'm not quite sure where it goes or how it gets turned around. I mean, ironically, it got turned around by a big chunk in the early 1900s by Adolf Oakes when he bought the fledgling New York Times and said, we're tacking the other way. We're going to stop all this. We're going to put in both sides. We're going to fill up our paper with truth and objectivity. And that's and trying to be fair to both sides. I mean, that's what's going on right now. And if you read the one, I can't call her conservative, she was a moderate liberal named Bari Weiss, who quit yesterday from the New York Times editorial board. And she wrote one of the most scathing, sad, and beautifully written resignation letters I'd ever read, talking about how they're not even pretending anymore, the way that she was mocked with internal, the way that they would hyper-analyze anything that was, you know, not just left, but not far left enough. You know, you saw people threatening to resign because Tom Cotton, the senator, you know, wrote a rational thing about, hey, maybe we need the military to back up the police in these riots. And it was really sad to see, especially the New York Times, because for our whole lifetimes, yeah, they've always leaned liberal, but they were a standard bearer that you could kind of trust them. And now they don't just make up facts, but they omit enough facts and alter things in a way that just presents a lie by telling the truth. And I've seen them do it time after time, and it's sad, and I'm not quite sure how we fight and get that back. I think the first step, though, is to build up the conservative media as well. I mean, the problem is, as all that's kind of shifted to crazy world, 90% of them are on the left and 10% of them are on the right. I mean, you know, conservatives have Fox News and some AM radio and some internet sites, and I think conservatives need to actively and work at building up sources on the right that they trust to at least get that counterbalance in before we can kind of find ourselves to a synthesis stage.
Yeah, maybe, you know, we just get to that point where we're all punched out, and like you and I were talking about in the break, is that, you know, what's white anymore? I mean, what's happened is people are going to look up and going, well, the reason that the whites aren't defending themselves is because they're now the distinct minority, and there are so few white people left because we're all so homogenized in this blended immigrant nation, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, I would ask people if they're interested in kind of fighting back against the liberal media to, I've got, again, it's www, it's Media Action Network,
Individuals
and
businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is reporting a record one-day spike of over 67,400 new coronavirus cases, nearly half of the cases in California, Florida, and Texas. Meanwhile, top health officials continue to say that wearing a mask makes a difference when it comes to spreading the virus or not. The president was asked about that during an interview with CBS News last night, and he says he agrees Americans should wear masks.
If it's necessary, I would urge them to wear a mask, and I would say follow the guidelines.
Stocks on Wall Street have been higher through the morning so far after investors heard the good news on the possibility that a coronavirus vaccine could be ready by this fall. Today is tax day, normally April 15th, but it was delayed this year because of the pandemic. If you don't file today, you need to request an extension. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bob Lapine joins us. It's been a while. Been too long, Bob, since you and I've had a chance to connoiter and talk about things. But I love your new book, Love Like You Mean It, The Heart of a Marriage That Honors God. How you been?
This is a highlight of my day. Just
you're kidding me.
Oh, looking forward to this. Thanks for the invitation to be on with you.
Hey, anytime. I always love, having time with you and being able to talk about things, and especially an important topic like this. And you said something in your book that I've often wondered myself, is that, every year millions of men and women stand before friends and family to pledge their lifelong love to each other. And then life happens. What happens here? What got in the way of all these dreams and aspirations and, wedding bells, good thoughts, and I love you, and, promises to God?
Well, life is what happens, and I think we try to warn people at the altar. We say, there's going to be better, but there's going to be worse, and there's going to be sickness and health, and there's going to be richer and poorer. And this commitment that we're making, you need to anticipate that when sickness and poorer and worse comes, you got to figure out a way to navigate through that together. And really, the heart of this book is if we're trying to build a marriage on what the Hallmark Channel presents as the ideal view of love, we're going to find that that's kind of a cotton candy foundation, and it does not support the weight of poorer and stress and COVID-19 and losing jobs and everything that everybody's going through. We got to have a more durable kind of love. And the good news is there's a formula for that. The Bible spells it out and tells us what kind of love we should be pursuing.
Exactly. It's like my kids always used to say to us, why don't you just do what God says? And then,
right,
then we sent them on timeout for a while because we couldn't handle the truth.
That's right. Quit throwing that stuff back at me, kids.
Yeah, really. Like, where did you come? What demon dropped you off here to put you in the middle of this highly religious experience that we're enjoying here, you know? So, no. Well, and that's the point of all this, is that this is an institution established by God. But, you know, and this is part of the problem where the culture is right now, and dare I say, even the church, because some people are, you know, very, you know, casual, particularly people of faith, somewhat casual participants in life and God's purpose and God's institutions. I mean, these are hallowed institutions. And if we're not looking to God to understand why in the heck did he create marriage to begin with, and the principles that were all set up, the plan, as you say, it's all right there, and we get ourselves in trouble when we get off track, get off plan, and think we're going to do it our way, and then we're like the rest of the children of Israel that Jesus had to refer to say, well, you know, divorce was never the plan. That was never the optimum, but because of your hard-heartedness, you know?
Yep. And I think we all look back at what happened 5 years ago when the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage and we said we have redefined marriage. Well, I think what happened goes back farther than that when we redefined love and made it about emotion and about feeling and passion and said that's what real love is. Well, if that's what real love is, then why shouldn't two people who have romantic feelings toward one another be able to get married? But love goes deeper than that, and I think the Bible gives us a formulation for what marriage is supposed to be and the kind of love that's necessary to sustain a marriage.
And the problem that we have is when you have people seeing things according to their own eyes and interjecting their brilliance and trying to supersede God's brilliance. I mean, how arrogant. And here we are, Bob. Sadly, we're paying the price. I mean, you know, over 50% of the marriages today end up in divorce. And you look at the church, and it's no different. I mean, it's not like people who say, you know what, I need to go to church because, you know, 80-90% of the people who get married, they're still married, and the thing they have in common is the church.
Yeah,
we don't have that comparison.
Well, and here's what we got to recognize, because those statistics, you're right about those statistics, but here's what the researchers have found. It's people who are actively attending a local church, like people who are actually in church, and couples who are praying together. The divorce statistics plummet. When we talk about divorce in the church, they often just say, well, are you a Christian and do you belong to a church? And people say yes. But the people who are actually going to church and who are praying together and reading their Bibles, the divorce rate does plummet. I mean, God's word is true, and it changes our hearts and it changes our predispositions. And marriages can survive the struggles that get thrown our way. But we have to be committed to being the right kind of people in order for the marriage to work the way it's supposed to work.
Exactly. Would you say those are the three paramount issues that probably is, you know, comes out of the Pareto principle? I'm a Pareto principle kind of guy that, you know, 20% gives you 80% of the yield.
Right.
So would you say those are the predominant issues that, you know, couples who are praying in church and in the Word of God on a regular basis, those are the three foundations and strongholds against divorce?
I don't know whether it's, I don't know which is the chicken or the egg. I don't know whether couples who are doing those things they're doing those things because they have the right heart in them first place. And so they're motivated to do those things. And because they're motivated to do those things, they're motivated to live out their Christian faith. I do church attendance. I think by reading that, praying together, these are things that strengthen our bonds. But it's not like there's a plug formula where, okay, we'll punch the clock at church and I'll read 15 right. minutes of the Bible and I'll say a prayer and see if that magic dust does something. No, you have to approach those things because you want to do those things.
Right. It's a natural outflow of what's in your heart, right?
Exactly. Right. And so So it can't be a behavior modification. It's got to come from a transformed heart that says, I want to be a different person and have a different kind of relationship than the average person has.
Exactly. These issues, I mean, and especially today, I mean, it's almost like I see there's two options here, is that you live in covenant or you live under the curse that came out of the garden when God was very explicit about, about the sexes, about the relationship, you know, the conflict that was going to take place between the woman and man, which is so unrighteous and was not what God had intended for, you know, for couples and for what, you know, marriage was supposed to be like.
Yeah. The whole thing starts when the serpent comes along and says, you don't need to rely on God's wisdom or God's truth. You can have your own wisdom and your own truth, and life will go just fine for you. And the man and the woman in the garden said, let's try that.
Right.
And this is where we are today. And I think the same thing happens when couples today say, we don't need to lean into the Bible or into God's truth for how to order our marriage. We'll just use our own wisdom and our own truth. And I'm just here to tell you, you're going to end up with a marriage that doesn't have the stuff that it needs to be able to go the distance and for love to thrive. We're not just talking about gutting it out. We're talking about having the kind of a marriage that you want to have, where there's joy and delight and where you are, there's mutual fulfillment and satisfaction. This is a gift from God, but we have to do it according to His principles.
Exactly. Well, the idea that God created man and woman to be a complement, and that is that that plus minus that comes together in a positive way so that you're a blessing, you know, to one another, as opposed to being contentious and always finding, you know, something to argue about or to resist. I mean, instead of encouraging and enlivening and enlarging, it becomes a drag, you know, if you ignore what God said. I mean, that's the big lie that came out of the garden. Did God really say? And people of faith have to say, you're right, God did say it, and I'm not going to hear any more from you. I'm going to hold on to what God said and what He continues to tell us. Right, Bob?
That's exactly right. And that's the heart of this book, is to look at what the Bible says about love and start to lean into that and live it out and apply it in marriage.
Well, love like you mean it gives husbands and wives or husbands and wives-to-be a biblical understanding of what real love looks like in marriage by unpacking the 10 attributes of genuine love listed in that famous 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Bob Lapine, marriage and family expert and host of the nationally syndicated radio program Family Life Today, is with us, and we've got 10 more minutes, actually almost 12 minutes to visit, and we're going to get into those critical 10 attributes on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 117.12. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio
to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Johnny Erickson Tata from Johnny and Friends had this to say about Bob Lapine's book, Love Like You Mean It, The Heart of a Marriage That Honors God. She says, carve out time with this remarkable book, turn the page, and learn to love like you mean it. It's that life-changing. That's quite the endorsement, Bob.
Yeah, I was very humbled at her endorsement. Gary Thomas wrote a foreword for the book, and it's just been really encouraging to have people kind of rally around this and say, we think this is a message that needs to be out in our day, and of course, that's on my heart as well.
Well, you know, as we noted earlier, you know, what's been happening? You know, marriages have been devastated. And when we talk about marriages, it's more than the husband and wife. It's children. You know, the next generation, what do they got to look forward to? I mean, what kind of example of God's love are we putting out there when we think that, you know, marriages, families can be so disposable? I mean, this is the bedrock of, you know, of our country and our culture. And we just so easily dishonor it. And unfortunately, you know, as you said, there have been other things that have gotten in the way, whether it's, you know, Supreme Court trying to redefine genders and, you know, what marriage is all about, you know, no-fault divorce. I mean, look at, you know, this is all gotten, you know, into the realm that it doesn't reflect anything what God had to say about marriage.
Boy, such an important point. You look at any society, any culture that thrives over time, and what you find as the common denominator is strong, intact, nurturing, healthy families. Mm-hmm. And you look at families that thrive over time, and what you find is husbands and wives who are committed and love one another. So we really can say this is, if you think about creation in Genesis 1 and 2, It ends with the creation of the man and the woman, but then it goes on, and the next thing that's created is marriage. It's the final thing God creates in Genesis 1 and 2. He brings the man and the woman together. He unites them and says the two become one. And then the very next thing that happens is the man and the woman say, okay, we'll go our own way now. And you start to see their marriage crumble. When God comes to Adam and says, what happened here? Adam, the first thing he does is he blames Eve. He blame shifts rather than taking responsibility. He shames her and blames her, and the marriage now starts to divide and starts to crumble. And you get down in the chapter, and it says to Eve, your desire will be for your husband. He will rule over you. So there's going to be conflict and tension in the marriage relationship because you rejected following my way for this. So when that happens and families start to disintegrate, culture starts to disintegrate, and you look at the social ills we have going on today, and I can trace most of those problems back to families that were not functioning the way families are supposed to function.
Exactly. Well, and some would say, well, Bob, what do you expect? I mean, God already laid out the curse, said the woman's going to have this conflict, and guys are saying, yeah, I deal with this all the time. So I'm in a no-win proposition. How can I possibly overcome the curse of God on my wife and try and hold this family together? How do I do that?
Well, that's why we have good news. That's why Jesus comes to say that curse that we're living under the effects of, we can live out from under the effects when we surrender our lives to Jesus, when we follow him. So, yes, we live in a fallen world, but we can live as triumphant people in a fallen world if we follow Jesus and if we do what his word calls us to do. And that's the gospel. That's the good news that is for us. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have challenges or difficulties. It means that you can approach those challenges or difficulties in a fresh new way with a transformed heart, and you can get through them with God's help.
So you're telling me, Bob, if I follow the guy that overcame the world, that it would go better for me.
Who'd have thought, right? I mean, what a concept. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And the same guy that said, hey, don't think you're going to escape travail, which is interesting because it really speaks volumes when you think about it with today's culture. Because what is today's culture all about? I mean, it's about travail. It doesn't want travail. It doesn't want boo-boos. It doesn't want any skins on the knees. I mean, let's just scare the holy what have you out of people and promise that there's going to be no pain and no suffering and no rejection and the things of life, right? And that's what the socialists keep selling out there. And then they go out there and they devastate countries, and next thing you know, you're eating out of the back of trash trucks.
Well, and we have brothers and sisters all around the world who have maintained their faith living in gulags and maintained their faith living in re-education camps. And life has gotten hard, and people have been martyred for their faith. So, again, we have to have a right perspective. But this is where we live transcendently and recognize this life is not all there is, and there is a higher goal and a higher calling. And politics is going to ebb and flow, and countries. I mean, I don't know if we should imagine that America is going to be a superpower 50 years from now or 100 years from now. Rome crumbled. Other great civilizations have caved. It's naive for us to think, well, the United States is always going to be in the position that it's in. Not
right.
As we continue to reject God and his ways. That's not going to happen.
Exactly.
So, but as Christians, we can live. Think of the Jews in Babylon, those who remained faithful like Daniel and endured persecution. God stayed with them. And that's got to be our game plan, I think.
Yeah, to your point, exactly. And that was my thought, is that God's chosen people, were judged because they turned their back on God. And, you can't accept God's blessing and make a covenant with God on one hand, because it is a bit conditional. He says, here's all the blessings if you do this. I mean, it's the glorious quid pro quo, really, when you think about it. Bob, I want to get in the book, you address 10 attributes of genuine love. We're not going to be able to unpack them all, but that's good, because for the people. That's why they need, as Johnny Erickson taught us, said, get their hands on it. Start turning the pages. You're going to be blessed. So let's touch as much as 4 minutes will allow us to touch on these 10 important attributes that you address in your book.
Yeah, I really just lumped together the passage, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. There are a number of descriptors in that passage that talk about what real love looks like. And so this is an extended meditation on that passage. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting where it starts. It starts by saying love is patient. Mm-hmm. You get 100 people in a room and say, give me one word that describes love for you. And I'm guessing not one in 100 would say patience. Now, we all value it and we all appreciate it when we're on the receiving end of patience, but we all have a hard time. We struggle with giving patience, and yet the Bible says this is a starting place for where love is. And and patience, the old word for that is long-suffering. Mm-hmm. So we have to be people who know how to love another person in the midst of adversity and trials, and how to endure and persevere, and that's where love is born, is in those moments. So we start there and then go to love is kind, it does not seek its own, it does not, it's not rude, it's not irritable, it doesn't keep a record of wrongs, it rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, just really looking at the qualities that define real love. And and when these are present in a marriage relationship, that marriage explodes and thrives in way, it doesn't deteriorate, it explodes in passion and joy and hope for the couple.
Exactly. Wow. And it's uplifting for both, together as a unit and individually as well. Next, love is humble.
Yeah, and this is really a starting place. Pride and love cannot coexist. In fact, so many of the manifestations of the wrong kind of love, when you're talking about impatience or unkindness, these come out of a proud heart. So humility is saying, I'm going to put your needs and your good ahead of my own desires and my own purposes. I'm going to sacrifice myself for your good. And that's humility. That's the kind of love Jesus demonstrated for us by dying so that our, his love, you know, greater love has no one than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. When we do that in marriage, lay down our life and humble ourselves, that's the foundation from which a healthy marriage thrives.
Uh-huh. Bob, love is generous. How is that different than love is kind?
Yeah, generosity, I mean, kindness is proactive goodness toward another person. When we talk about love being generous, we're talking about not being self-seeking. Mm-hmm. So it's generosity is a way of saying I'm going to value you, and I'm not going to always be insisting that things have to be done my way, that things have to be the way I think is the right way. I'm going to listen. I'm going to defer in some cases. We're going to seek unity rather than seeking my way as the right way. And I think a lot of marriages get into struggles when a husband or a wife is insistent that my way is always the right way and we got to do it my way. And that's not a loving approach to marriage.
Exactly. Don't you love Bob's heart? Bob Lapine, his book, Love Like You Mean It, The Heart of a Marriage That Honors God. He goes on to unpack love is unflappable, love is virtuous, love is honest, love is tenacious. And love, above all, never fails, right?
That's right. I love hearing the Buffalo Springfield there playing in the background.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we did that just for you. Exactly. Well, you know, hey, we got to go back. We always have to remember some of our roots just for fun. He's the Senior Vice President and Chief Creative Officer of Family Life, co-host of Family Life Today. Bob Lapine, always an honor to have you with us, sir. Take care. Have a great day. Be blessed.
Thanks for
always.
Having me on the program.
You got it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatment, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated, trying.